You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going to be a fun weekend coming up here. The Dolphins try to get their record to 2-3 against the Panthers, who've got lots of problems. They just got kicked all over New England in a big, ugly way. And then on top of that, a little warm-up. Canes at Florida State. Canes will play their first road game, 4-0 against Florida State, who lost in double overtime. What a hell of a game. I don't know, Omar, if you had a chance to – on a Friday night, I'm guessing you had other things on your mind except sitting around and drinking cold beer with all my brother-in-laws and watching that game. But it was a hell of a game. Florida State, Virginia. Florida State able to come back, get that thing to double overtime before losing. I was kind of hoping they'd win. I would love to have seen 4-0 versus 4-0. It doesn't change the game. It, matter of fact, probably a little bit more motivation. Although everybody's going to be up for this game. I probably was a dumb comment I just made. Everybody's going to be up
this
no matter what.
This is a Florida State-Miami battle.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what your records are.
Yeah, but you still wanted that juice of two undefeated
teams.
Yeah,
I did. I just thought it looked good and two teams in the top 10 again.
Listen, for the Hurricanes, listen, you have a habit of not taking care of your business. You have a habit of dropping the ball.
So this isn't the kind of game they lose, though. I to your point, you're right, but in the big games like this, they've been really good. It's the friggin' Georgia Techs of the world. It's the Syracuses. It's those damn teams.
Yeah,
that
Syracuse isn't on their schedule this year, are they?
No, but Syracuse just got a Duke ass whooping by Manny Diaz, 31-3.
No,
Duke put a football. I didn't in basketball. This is football, and yeah. So Syracuse, after
Syracuse
a great
got a
win.
They got a little cocky.
They're on the schedule this year, by the way.
They are?
November 8th.
They're down here.
Home? I want to see that game.
It's here.
I want to see that
by
game.
By the way, that guy's a hell of a coach.
He is a hell of a coach. Yeah.
But I think he's really good. He's old school. He makes them run. They don't play well and have bad penalties. They're running after the game.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
Dolphins need to do that.
I haven't seen that one.
you haven't seen that since Shula?
No, I haven't seen a college football team after a damn game, like make a guy stay around with their parents sitting there the game and you got your kids running.
Listen, I'm good with it. I'm good with it. Let's do it. I think the Dolphins need to do it, too. This Dolphins team, Joe.
Why are you going to bring this up after 4 years? This fourth year.
Why? Is it too late?
And now.
Is it too late?
You want to see what? You want to see, like, running? You want to see guys cut? What do you want to see?
I need some tough love. It can't.
You
be.
Want the example after a bad loss if somebody gets cut.
Listen, you know what classic. This you know what this team is? This Dolphins team. You know how this Dolphins team parents? Timeout. Timeout, Joe. You're on timeout.
I just think
you've been a bad boy, Joe.
I think it's positive reinforcement.
Nah, man, this thing sucks.
I think when guys mess up, they tell them you messed up. And you may lose playing time.
It'll be okay, little Johnny. It'll be okay. Yeah, he finally benched somebody. So it's only taken him 4 years.
By the way, it's two guys actually. Brunskill
I mean, Brunskill just lost the competition. So
and
to Cole Strange. Yeah,
so that, Cole Strange
But we're talking about benching. There's been the tight end, Durham Smite, lost his job. And there's somebody else who lost their job.
I mean, so you're saying if guys play poorly,
yeah,
that he doesn't bench him, he sticks with him.
Raheem Mostert, he got demoted when he started fumbling and cost the team games.
But that's daddy's strictest rule. That's one of the strictest rules in football. That wasn't just a Belichick and Shula thing. You start fumbling.
Yeah, no. He did cost the team. And that's Raheem's mad at me because when he came out and he was talking about Jonnu Smith and this and the treatment of players, and I was like, damn, bro, you fumbled and cost the team two games because you know I'm going to shoot it straight. Like, you fumbled and cost the team two games. Got quiet. Got ultra quiet.
Yeah,
it's
I don't know.
I always
like to believe.
Mm-mm.
And I'll tell you why. And you, I know you disagree. I know this is you and I have fought about this.
I can't wait till
Bo
gets in here because you know Bo gonna have my back.
I don't think he will. I think
what?
I think he's gonna tell you that the coach are gonna play the best players. And because here's a reason you play the best players. I believe you play the best players. And by the way, you got a lot of fans agree with you because I remember last time, the players know who the best players are, and I'm gonna give you an example to follow it up. We had guys going with the Dan Marino thing my rookie year. That's a classic.
Uh-huh.
So he's playing David Woodley because we went to the Super Bowl the year before. Went to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
The game, and we had the lead at halftime of the game. So we're half away. I mean, we weren't this team knows nothing about what I'm talking about, but we were close.
Yeah.
So we come back. We draft Dan into the first round. So Shoes is, and we can't score points. And Killer B, you see Killer B's are frustrated, and we can't score, and we're losing. And we got off to a bad start. And I don't remember a lot of things in the 80s. But I got to tell you, I remember a lot of guys going, what are we doing, man? This kid.
Yeah, you're talking in the locker room talk. Yeah.
I remember it was like, well, he still doesn't know everything. Well, you put him in the second half every game after we're down by 30, and I'm exaggerating, we were down in a couple of games, and you put him in the second half, I believe, against the Saints and the Raiders, and I might be wrong there. But he lights it up. And then and people are going, well, they loosened up and you're like, look it. He threw some footballs into coverage you're not supposed to throw, but because he's got all this ridiculous physical talent, he can get away with it. Like, he needs to play. And I think Shue started seeing the veteran guys going, hey, I know
that's
what are we doing? You're gonna lose this thing.
Yeah.
You're gonna lose what we have. We're gonna go from Super Bowl to ugly if we don't. So they made the change. I got to believe that there's not a coach on either you don't believe they're playing their best guys right now or potentially besides the young guys.
No.
And they're playing a heavy-duty group of rookies, draft picks.
I mean, but this team isn't very deep, so yes.
Probably a bad example.
Would I say no, they're not playing their best guys because they knew Jason Marshall Jr. wasn't the best nickel cornerback, but they wanted to invest in their young players. Right now, you can't tell me you can't sign a veteran defensive tackle, veteran nose tackle who would play better than your first-round draft pick. But you're going to continue to play your first-round draft pick because you're going to want to invest in his upside. Julian Hill was another example last year, and Julian's playing well this year. Nobody's putting respect on his name.
No, he's coming off a really good game. Great blocking and a nice catch.
He's playing well. A lot better. But last year, people wanted him benched. People on his own team wanted him benched.
Well, he did that to himself.
I know he did, but they continue to play because they continue to invest in him.
That's true. I had a long talk with John Embry about that out in Los Angeles, and he said, Joe, he's got ridiculous talent. And I go on the radio and I say, listen, they love his talent.
They love him.
And people are screaming, the dumb penalties. He dropped one of the dumb penalties. He held the guy again on that.
And what they'll say is he's cleaning up so much stuff from other people's mistakes, and people don't know that because they don't understand the position or the role that he plays. Now, here's my point about this team. as you know, and I've said this and I stand on it, this team is mentally and physically soft. If you take a – tell me who's been – nobody gets cut. Yeah, they cut Cam Smith. I mean, come on, for real.
So you're saying the team – so you're already, to your point
– everybody's on scholarship.
But we don't have a strong 53-man roster.
No, you don't.
Everybody agrees with that.
Yes. Like, come on.
So what are you going to start –
Cedric Wilson – Joe?
Oh, I don't know. Cedric Wilson. He's hurt and he's coming in.
Cedric Wilson?
I have to scratch my head anytime. I don't know if we've ever had a practice squad guy get picked up from a roster to be on a 53 that was injured. That might be a first.
Come on, man. Like, and
that might be a first.
It's probably not in this era. But the Mr. Nice Guy stuff, everybody's job is on the line. The Chop Robinson.
I know, but he's not going to change. Why do you think all of a sudden?
Like, he's not.
And Omar.
I get it. He's
Omar,
not.
He can't change. You can't all of a sudden change your tune and go, hey, I'm Mike Hardass McDaniel.
I didn't
hey,
say get, you got to be a hard ass.
Well, what are you saying?
You're not getting your job done. You get the pink slip. And it's a. Remember Adam Gase? Remember when Adam Gase fired those three offensive linemen?
Yes, I do.
Everybody was walking around with their butt cheeks tight that next month, and they turned that season around. That offensive line turned around.
So let me ask you, who do you want to make an – teams do it all the time, to your point, but who do you want to get rid of? Who's the guy you got to make an example of here early in the season?
I haven't thought about that yet. Because I haven't gotten
you went
there.
Real strong on.
I don't want to
try to go hard ass on me, but you had no answers.
Okay, you want a name? You want a name?
Yeah,
Keon Smith. I give you a name.
I told you before the year. I remember sitting here telling you he'd been around a long ass time. We haven't gotten anything.
Yep.
And now he's played and he's benched.
And he's benched.
And they are so shorthanded.
Yes.
They got eight guys, and Keon Smith's one of the three backups.
Mm-hmm. And he should be on your practice squad.
Brunskill.
Not your 53. And go claim somebody else's offensive lineman.
You don't think all these teams that are shorthand on the
O-line? I don't care. Go claim somebody else's offensive lineman.
I don't think everybody.
You got nothing. Go claim somebody else's offensive lineman.
Probably not better than what you have.
Go somebody's claim made. Somebody else. You know what you have. Go claim somebody else's offensive lineman.
All right.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All Day Dan Day, too. I know All Day Dan Day's a big baseball fan. This reliever for the Padres threw it 104.5-mile-per-hour fastball.
Huh? What'd you say?
So if you throw in the high 90s in baseball, you got a good arm. You start throwing 96, 97, 98, and you can do that. And the Marlins got a bunch of those guys. They do. This guy for the Padres threw a pitch, he's thrown 104 before, but he hit 104.5.
Is he a closer?
He's a setup closer, yes.
Oh, how many pitches does he have? What's his name?
He throws hard. That's what pitches he has. He throws hard. That's what he does.
But if I know it's coming fast and you got nothing else.
But if you got it, number one, you're right. If it's But I don't know what it'd be like seeing something coming at 104.
I do agree with you.
And you're going, it's going to be 104 and it's coming. What are you going to do about it? And, you know, if it's down the middle, you're right. They probably have a chance if they're sitting on it. But I got to tell you what, if it's not right down the middle.
Yeah.
His name's Mason Miller.
Mason Miller. What a good guy. Unbelievable. We got a lot of stuff. We got a big game Saturday night in Tallahassee. Canes first road game. Kind of weird to say here. First road game, fifth game.
We don't even know how this team plays on the road yet.
No, that's it. That's why, by the way, and that's a good point. How will you play? Because it's going to be loud.
Yep.
It's going to be a heavy Florida State crowd.
Crowd noise. Do you get your calls in? Our offensive line, can they work? We don't even know how this team plays on the road yet?
No.
Wow.
And you're opening with Florida State, who I'm guessing is one of the better teams in the ACC. Now, I say that. We'll see, because it's been crazy. Clemson struggled. Georgia Tech's been really good. Louisville's been really good. I thought Syracuse is good. Now, Duke beat them. Beat the you-know-what out of them. So, it's the ACC. If you're not ready to go, you can lose.
Can I tell you my theory about college football now?
And yeah, let me hear it.
I'm still getting adjusted to this NIL and pay-for-play kind of situation. It's always been pay-for-play. This is just legal.
No, not like this, yeah.
This is just above board now.
Yeah.
But the ACC's been paying for players. The SEC's been paying for players for decades.
Yes.
So has other conferences. Let's be real about it. But I think you can buy a team in one season. And if everything you aligns, like, you know how in basketball, the team with experience and the senior-laden team and the team that has chemistry,
so you're
good.
Saying you don't think you need recruiting classes, you just hit the transfer portal and pay?
Yeah.
Disagree.
I think you don't think you can make a championship-caliber team that way?
No, because you're running a little bit of what you have in the NFL. You got to draft them. You just can't go out and trade and get free.
You
got to
draft them and what, develop them?
Yes.
Tell me the team that's doing it.
There's some homegrown guys on this Canes team. They're really good. They got two or three freshmen that are
freshmen,
out of this world.
Freshmen, you still had to pay for them. They're new.
Yeah, but you're not paying what the transfer portal pays. Transfer's expensive.
Oh, so you're paying a different price for the five-star, four-star guys?
Yes, completely different.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. I haven't gotten to the price of the five-star, four-star guys yet.
First of all, you're spending more than $4 million for your quarterback, Carson Beck.
Okay, we know that. But what you spend on your offensive line? Is it you're at $700,000 each, or
I don't know. By the way,
Francis Malinois is making about $600,000.
Who is
Francis Malinois?
He's one of the top right tackles in.
Oh, that's football. It. Okay, that's a little.
Is
cheap.
That what you heard? Yep. I don't know. I've only heard one price on one guy.
Yeah,
but to my point.
We got to get to the salary. See, and that's what people say.
But you can't just go. You're
I can buy a team. Why can't
I? Don't know if you can. Look, you can make the money's out there. Like Texas,
yeah,
Texas got unlimited. I think most programs are going. Look, I know it's NIL, but you got to have some kind of.
I don't know. Is Ole Miss building or buying players? I don't know.
I think if you look at everybody's roster. Mario Cristobal, he's the last 2 years, he's hit transfer portal hard. He's double digit.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of good players, and a lot of them are the transfer portal guys.
Mm-hmm.
He's his backup running back right now, his quarterback, his center, a lot of guys on defense. Blay is a transfer portal
but Ruben
guy.
Ruben Bain is homegrown. I mean,
Ruben Bain's a home guy.
I didn't say you.
But Saint's a home guy.
But you still got to pay that. You still got to pay that.
Frederick, defensive back.
Still got to break him off. Ruben Bain.
No, they're not coming just because, you're right, because we recruited. Ruben Baines, I'm guessing, is getting, they're talking about he might be the first overall pick right now.
Come on now.
They're saying he's going to be a top 10 pick.
He's a good player. He's a good player.
But I just saw.
He's a first round pick. Yeah. First overall pick, let's be real now. Come on. Let's calm it down a little bit. That's a Warren Sapp and Dominican Sue, like, destroy a game plan type of player.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but Ruben Bain's really good.
Oh, he's really good. Is he a destroyer? Is he a destroy the game type of player? I haven't seen that.
Right.
No disrespect to Ruben Bain and his fan base. Now, I would love to see that because that certainly will help you get to a national championship game.
Well, listen, he and Mezidor are playing out of this world right now. They're playing, they're as good as any two pass rushers on the outside. I'm not one to go around and put them in a national championship game like Woody's doing every day now. But I will tell you, those two guys, that defense starts with those two guys on the outside.
Yeah.
Period. How good they are. Mezidor is taking kind of a backseat to Ruben Bain, but Mezidor has stayed healthy and been really good. I think they both dropped a little bit of weight to play on the outside again, and they look quick and everything. But I just don't know if you can buy a full team. Just go, all right, we're going to have 80 transfer portal guys. First of all, it just you got to develop your own guys, and I think it's a lot cheaper. And nobody's playing for free, to your point, yes. They got this kid Moore. Everybody thinks in 3 years is going to be a first round out of West Broward High School. Has got ridiculous talent. 6'4", 205 pounder. Had a couple of touchdowns in a game. Hasn't played a lot because of the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
CJ Daniels. I'm guessing he's not cheap from LSU, making all the great catches. I'm guessing he's getting paid. He didn't come here for free. No. The transfer portal business is expensive. You got a guy from Wisconsin that went to American Heritage Plantation, Lucas.
It should help you because you literally players can go get the money from the Wisconsins and then eventually come home. So, you know, Mario Cristobal set up, baby. Set up.
And, well, that's a great example of what Mario told us on the show. He's very open about it. He goes, sometimes I finish second, but that doesn't mean it's over because if they get a little homesick or things aren't great and they want to be closer to mom and their aunt and uncle, come back home, you're a really good player. Yeah. And that's what's going to happen.
Or you fall in love with a little Miami senorita.
Down here?
And you want to get home, you know.
A lot of guys go to the cold weather and team's not as good or they're just not feeling it where they are and it's completely different than what they've grown up with.
Absolutely. Welcome home.
Have that marketing guy call and go, would you be interested in having such and such? He kind of looked at your roster. Would you like him? Hell, we'd love him. That'd be great. Thank you. So that happens. But I don't think it's ever going to come. Most of those guys, I don't say all of them, but most of them will tell you that recruiting classes out of high school still the best way to go.
Okay.
To start with.
As a starting point, yeah.
But so the transfer portal, here's the problem. You have the transfer portal too. I mean, it's like this in recruiting. It's getting bad with it. But you got proven guys now.
Right? Yeah.
They're proven.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of guys are really good.
It's free agency.
And they're going, hey, man. What do you got? Yeah, I like your team, you know. And they're going, "What are you paying?" And they're going, "All right, I'm leaving." We know you can play because you know what you're getting.
Ollie Gordon is a perfect example of this. He stayed where he was at Oklahoma State, great program for a running back, but he came back to a program with a bad offensive line, and
now just a bad team, as you can see, because a year later, coach got fired, and that team's just getting their ass kicked by everybody.
And totally destroyed his stock, but he could have transferred and gone somewhere for big money.
I just wonder if he could have come out the year before, what round does he go when he's running for 700 yards?
Probably.
Best running back in the country.
Probably a third round.
Yeah.
probably he's a talented player. He's a talented
Nobody
back.
Questions that. You notice we don't talk. We haven't talked about the good, but that running back room and that 1-2 punch.
I think you just
really good.
I think you just inspired a column, Joe. We haven't talked about the good, and you're right. We have not talked about the good.
I think Achan doesn't get enough respect for how good he is. He's made a couple of runs on the outside for touchdowns.
Runs or runs after catches. Yeah.
He gets 100 yards basically every game, whether it's run the combination of both, catching the ball and running the football. And I also think they realize this Ollie Gordon is really good.
He is really good.
And so I think it's a nice 1-2 punch that
it is a phenomenal 1-2 punch. The problem is you just can't stay committed to the run.
Well, we'll see if Mike works off what he did last game.
We will see.
You've been killing them today, man.
They're 1-3. They're 1-3. Hey, what you want me to do?
I'm joking. You and I were talking during the break. I'm messing with you. Are you kidding me?
I say, and here's the thing. I said, I have had this policy for a while. You lose, I'm going to put my foot in your you know what. You win, I'm going to praise you. So I need to write more praising things this week because they pulled off a victory.
Well, they need to win this game.
Yeah.
No, not yeah. They need to win this game.
And if they don't, what?
Then all hell is going to break loose. I'm dead serious.
Hell's been breaking loose.
No. You thought
week one
was bad. If they somehow lose to that team that they're getting ready to play,
this is a franchise that can lose to anybody any day. This is a team. Who are they better than? Who?
The Jets.
Barely. They'd made 13 penalties.
No, I know. The Jets couldn't
have played. Three turnovers, and Miami beat them by what?
By the way, you made
a touchdown?
You made a comment Monday, had everybody fired up. You know what you said?
What did I say?
What'd you say about takeaways? They were lucky. You said that.
Because they, come on.
They're not.
They weren't.
These guys work on those plays. They
all
work
right,
on
sure.
stripping the ball all and hitting okay. and putting their shoulder pads on all it, right. and you just.
Do it again this week. Show me. Do it again this week.
So we got teams with 8 or 9 takeaways right now in the league. Are they lucky?
So you're telling me the teams don't practice this every week? Like, yeah, the Dolphins, you know that
they
ball?
They all do.
You know that ball they stopped at the 1 yard line? I have watched that practice every that drill, and I love it too, by the way. I watch that drill every week on Thursdays. Yeah, they practice at it. How often have you seen them miss that? They finally got it.
But the other part of this is, you know, guys are getting fired on the other side for not having two arms on it, being strong,
yeah.
and not letting that thing, no matter what, get out of their hands.
I remember Jared Payton, because Jared Payton had a fumbling problem at UM. And I was just like, and I said to him one time, I was just like, why is it so easy to get a ball out of your hand? He was like, and he put the ball in his hand. He said, all right, come get it. And yeah. I tried. Both hands, couldn't pull it out of his hand.
Yeah, but these guys are strong.
I know that.
And then you put Cameron Good running full speed, hits this guy on a special teams. That's a great play.
Yes, it is a great
That's
play.
That's why Cam Good's on the team right
Absolutely.
There, man.
Absolutely, you're correct.
Poster child, why I'm on the team to be damn good on special teams.
And you caught him slipping, and you got lucky. Step in front of a ball and intercept it. Then I'll tell you.
So you got
you're
negative
good.
Spin on getting 3 takeaways?
Bro, the Jets are
reason,
bad.
That's the reason they won the game. That's why the Jets are bad. They make those mistakes.
Yes.
But you gotta create
but
them.
You're also a team that makes those mistakes. You are also a team that makes those mistakes.
They have.
So you made special
but
teams mistakes. You made 3 interception games. You are also that team. The Jets could beat you the next time they play you because you are equally as bad as they are.
But Omar, the same can be said about the Super Bowl favorites, the Bills. The Bills barely beat the Saints. The Bills barely beat the Dolphins. They were one play away from losing the game. So you're saying that, you know, like it's the Dolphins that are barely beating anybody, but a lot of teams are barely beating people in the NFL.
And by the way, you play who's on your schedule.
I always say that.
And everybody's like,
it depends on who's healthy when you play them.
The Dolphins don't like get to go out and choose who they play. If it happens and the team's bad or right now you're playing the Ravens and they got 20 guys out of their lineup,
yeah.
hell, you're lucky. It's a good time to play them.
And I say this all the time. when I'm looking at the schedule in 2011 and I tell you who the Dolphins beat and I look at their record and tell you they were 9-8, I don't remember who was good, who was bad, or this team was bad, the backup quarterback. I don't care.
We do.
No, we don't.
We remember the last three losses when they had that great season going, and then the Ravens, the Bills, and the Kansas City Chiefs.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And he says, happy Yom Kippur Day for all our Jewish listeners that have the day off. Hope they enjoy their day with their families.
I'm not sure they're allowed to listen to radio, because if they're not allowed to use technology.
Well, I can still, so it gets back to them. Hey, Joe said, hey, I hope you guys have a nice day with your families. And
you got that podcast. You can always go back and listen on the Odyssey app.
Look at you all day. Always thinking ahead, man. So that making it easy. Yeah, so case. By the way, your boy Chris Perkins. McDaniel and Tua can't succeed without Tyreek.
I feel like we need to give Chris a call, because we need to talk this out, because I've seen them without Tyreek and the offense looks fine to me. It doesn't look bad.
You mean for the quarter, last quarter? You're not talking about preseason.
I'm talking about training camp.
Well, that's
OTAs.
That's a terrible example. OTAs, mini camps. Because everything's completely different when you're on a football field on a regular season game. That's a terrible example.
The Dolphins' defense actually looked good then, so you might be right. So,
see, there you got. By the way, and for the record, we got to play these young guys. And we were told
why?
They were going to.
Hold on, why? Why we got to play these young
you
guys?
You went all in. You went cheap free agents.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, you drafted three guys on that defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Zeke Biggers, we haven't seen very much of.
Yeah.
But we've seen a lot of Jordan Phillips and Kenneth Grant. We got to keep playing them. The only way you don't play them, and Dante Trader's actually made some plays and is playing back there at safety.
Yeah.
So Vinaya's had his problems, but he's got to keep playing.
Okay. I'm not arguing with you.
Well, you know we're real thin on the offensive line, so
yeah. I mean, you act like I got another choice. So
right. So he's got to play.
Yeah.
But the thing, as but long you as will, they
you
don't
will acknowledge
lose,
and admit that Liam Eichenberg would probably be a better offensive lineman right now, right?
Yeah, but that's what are we talking about? That he's injured.
I agree with you, but
I'm not going to talk about.
But we're at that level of mediocrity. And I'm not dissing Savainaya. He probably can get better.
But these guys need to play. They need to keep playing. The only way they don't play is if the coach know. And coach knows. You know, guys with you know.
You lost
some confidence, bro. You can't. If you don't have success, you can lose your confidence.
That is true.
Unless you are one mentally tough mofo
or crazy. I know a lot of crazy players. So yes,
but I know some guys that have been first round picks that were pass rushers here, that got blocked early on and never played well here.
Chop sucked the first half of the season last year,
but Chop and then never lost it. He was asking questions. They moved him out. They did some different things for him.
It was the Calais Campbell Teron Armstead Mentorship Program. They just kept.
Yeah, but it can't just be that. Some of it you got to do themselves, Omar. You just can't give full credit to a veteran guy by going.
I watched him. The veteran guy work with him after practice, and Chop had the talent. He just wasn't having success. And
you
he mentioned
Zach Sealer. You know how much time Zach Sealer? You see it at camp.
I know.
Zach Sealer spends a ton of time with these guys.
Okay, are they good?
Well, I know, but I'm guessing Zach probably feels somewhat responsible.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he knows, by the way, Zach knows he knew they were going to play. First round, Kenneth Grant was going to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
First pick. I mean, they had their choice of defensive tackles, and they took Kenneth Grant.
Yep.
They said the guy out of Michigan, upside, is a big, strong dude to plug up the run first.
Yeah.
Is the guy.
Mm-hmm. And where are you ranked right now against the
run? I get it. He has not played the way, but you can't give up on him.
All right.
Definitely ain't going to give up on a first-round pick.
I'm not saying give up on him, but should you be playing as many snaps as you're playing?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. All right. So continue to have the 30th run defense in the NFL.
Well, that wasn't a goal. I mean, you're right. That's the one stat that, you know, 158
You fix that
yards.
Stat, you're a different team. You fix. Tell me the one thing that you can fix and make this team better. Tell me the one thing. Give me one.
Well, I can give you two.
Me too.
Better run blocking and stop the run. You can just start right on the line of scrimmage.
I want better pass blocking. What are you run blocking? They're fine. They're all right. Pass blocking. That's
no, but you got to run block first. They got to know that you can run the ball.
I said one fix. You get one thing. I wave a magic wand and it's fixed. What you fixing?
The run defense.
Okay, I'm run defense too. So what fixes that? It might be benching Kenneth Grant.
Well, how do you think that's going to go over, first of all?
I don't care about anybody's feelings anymore, Joe.
No, I'm not talking about players.
I don't care about
people that draft him.
I don't care about his feelings. He's the last person whose feelings I care about.
You just gave me another reason to get rid of you, Chris.
I don't care about his feelings.
But you got to get more time. You can't decide. You can't decide.
How many more?
Three
games?
Omar, you and I have talked about this a lot.
How much more? Tell me how much more I got to give him.
Four games. You're going to give a vet. You're going to give
how
a
many?
Rookie
how
draft
much
pick
more?
Four games.
Tell me how much more I got to give him.
I'm going to give him all season.
Damn. Can I get at least half the season?
What are you going to go with if all of a sudden you get rid? You tell Jordan and Zeke and Kenneth they're not playing.
That I got signed Christian Wilkins and he's a better player. I'm tired, Joe.
First of all. I love you just did the fan special of just throw a guy's name out there, Christian. You know Christian.
You want
wants
Raekwon
to come
Davis?
Back.
I signed Raekwon Davis.
Where's Raekwon right now?
Probably sitting at home, probably out of football because he's hurt. But Joe, don't act like you just didn't sign a hurt wide receiver. You think Christian benefit being in the building?
You think Christian wants to go to some practice squad to get work
nah,
his
I
way
didn't say
back.
Practice squad.
Well, you just mean while he's injured, bring him back?
Yeah, rehab him.
Isn't the knock on
good.
Chris Greer that he buys damaged goods and
yes.
you want him to go
yes.
out there and get damaged goods again?
Yes.
Okay.
Omar, you're all over the board. You're all over the board on this. You're sitting here talking about Christian Wilkins. You don't even know how injured. I haven't heard his name mentioned since this lawsuit started about being injured, and you've already got him coming back and starting at defensive.
I didn't say he was starting. I just like him in the house. Maybe he can play in November. I'm just saying, thinking out the box here, because you're the 30th worst run defense, and you got no solutions. Zero. None.
All right.
None.
So how do I get better by having him in the building when he can't play? You got to explain that one to
me. I get him healthy.
I'm not smart, but.
I get him healthy.
All right.
Somebody got to do it. I get him healthy.
You have any idea if you talk to doctors when he's going to be back there?
I would start investigating it.
Well, you start and then come back and let me know how that thing's going. And then find out somebody close to him, since you two are so close, you and Christian Wilkins, find out what he has to say about you. We got to go to break, man. We're running late. I had to get
Maybe you like me now that I'm advocating for him, okay?
Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, Omar, you are beautiful. I had to get that was a shot. There was no reason for that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.